Hello and welcome to AHR's weekly market update podcast, brought to you by our Chief Investment Officer, Ian Ramsey.
Welcome to this week's AHR market review for the week ending 24th of March 2024. Global equity markets enjoyed a week of solid gains following a host of key central bank meetings from around the world. Bond yields also declined over the week as investors digested key rate decisions from the US and UK that held interest rates steady and pointed to rate cuts in the second half of the year. On Wednesday, the US Federal Reserve held its March Federal Open Market Committee meeting and also released an updated set of economic projections. The Fed left the Fed funds rate on hold at 5.25 to 5.5%, but its updated dot plot still pointed to three rate cuts in 2024. The FOMC also sees the Fed funds rate gradually heading to around 3.1% by 2026, indicating that this year is likely the start of a multi-year rate cutting cycle. The Fed also took the opportunity to upgrade its economic growth outlook for 2024 to 2026. The December estimates had indicated that real GDP growth in the US may soften to 1.4% in 2024. However, the Fed's new forecast points to GDP growth of 2.1% in 24, followed by 2% growth rates in 2025 and 26. On the whole, investment markets reacted positively to the tone from the Fed, highlighting that despite recent signs of sticky inflation, the US economy remains robust and the path for interest rate cuts from the second half of the year is still intact. A similar narrative was relayed in the UK as the Bank of England's rate setters voted 8-1 to keep borrowing costs at their 16-year high of 5.25% on Thursday, as the two officials who had previously called for higher rates changed their stance. Governor Andrew Bailey stated that the economy was moving in the right direction, with the rate announcement coming off the back of data showing that annual consumer price growth decelerated 3.4% in February from 4% in January. This latest reading was the lowest inflation rate in more than 2 years. Whilst the UK bond and equity markets reacted positively to the announcement, the BOE were less explicit with their forecast for rate cuts, with expectations currently focused on the committee's August meeting. In contrast, the Bank of Japan raised interest rates for the first time in 17 years, ending the world's last remaining policy of negative rates. The central bank increased rates to between 0 and 0.1% and scrapped its yield curve control policy, a tool to control long-term bond yields. The change in direction had been signaled for months, but the bank's governor said it would maintain accommodative financial conditions, which includes buying $40 billion a month in government bonds. All major US equity indices posted returns in excess of 2% over the week, following the dovish tone set by the Federal Reserve. European equities also benefited from the sentiment, rising over 1%, whilst UK equities surged 2.7% following the Bank of England's rate announcement and subsequent weakening of the British pound. Despite the announcement of an increase in interest rates, Japanese equities rallied over 5% to reach new record highs. Meanwhile, Chinese equities fell around 1% following continued concerns around the slump in the country's property sector. That's all for this week's AHR Weekly Podcast. Thank you for listening, and for further investment insights, head over to ahrprivatewealth.com.